Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to be gathered here this morning on Labor Day weekend. Take some time to reflect upon God's promises and receive some rest too as we head into a vacation tomorrow or perhaps even to school this week. This is one of those Sundays weekends where kind of the theme it's just coming together. And that theme today is humility. How many Duck fans do we have here? So little bit of humility. Thank you for the honesty, Hannah. Hannah is the granddaughter of Kathy. Nice to have you here. And how many Beaver fans do we have? Yeah. So we're getting a little taste of humble pie as we start this year. Some of you had the Rose Bowl circled, the date of the Rose Bowl circled. Gene Wirth, you're one who had the Rose Bowl circled, right, in January. And that's not looking like it's going to happen. We're humbled. So, both our lessons today that we're going to read from Proverbs, Solomon, and also from Luke's Gospel, both are an encouragement to practice humility, to be humble. So we're going to talk about that this morning and how that can be a real positive way to experience God and live a healthy life as well. We pray that that's a blessing for you today. We do have some announcements to share before we begin our worship. The first is that I'd really just point out, again, what we have up here projected does an excellent job of giving the most pertinent announcements, and also the bulletin, too, the announcements that Callie's put together are really helpful as well. So make sure you pay attention to that each week. And I'll just highlight just a couple things there that Callie put in. The first is that tonight is the last Sunday evening worship opportunity, tonight at 7 p.m., Next Sunday, September 8th, is going to be the change to the regular worship and Bible study hour, the regular season. So that means 8:30 choir practice, 9:45 adult and all-age Sunday school. We're going to gather in here in the sanctuary, and then 11 o'clock is worship. That's next Sunday. My last announcement is just an announcement about that adult study. It's going to be an overview of the Bible in 8 weeks. And so if you're looking at accessing something that can sometimes seem very intimidating, the Bible, this would be an excellent class to attend. It's also going to touch on how to read the Bible. Sounds like a simple thing, but also it can be very intimidating. We want to make sure that we're reading it and thinking the right questions as we come across the entire Bible, God's Word from beginning to the very end. So that's going to start next weekend. Looks like we got a few other announcements this morning. Peggy?
Well, this Thursday is Ladies Guild, and we'll be meeting at 1 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. We really encourage all the ladies to come, and we have a very active year coming up. And Mite Box Sunday is next Sunday also. So if you need a Mite Box, let me know. They are in the mailbox section in the lower right corner. There's a whole bunch of them there if you need one. But it's next Sunday.
Good morning.
Morning.
This Tuesday is the next meeting of our incident response team here in the Fellowship Hall at 10:30, just before the Rotary meeting. So you're all invited to that. We're going to start providing some of the fruits of our efforts here. We're planning on the 15th, September 15th. After services, maybe a few minutes after fellowship, we're going to do some training for anybody that would be interested in that. We've got some brochures we're going to hand out about things that you can do to prepare your home and your family in the event of an incident here in Philomath or the surrounding area. Finally, to get you excited and prep for that, next Sunday afternoon, if you don't have anything planned, the Benton County Emergency Services is hosting a preparedness fair in conjunction with the chili cook-off, which I think we've got a good contender for our chili cook-off team, but the Benton County Emergency Services will be having a preparedness fair so you can learn what Benton County's planning in the event of a situation here. And they'll also provide some good tips and things that you can do to get ready. So hope to see you there. Thank you.
And Miss Colleen's got a very important announcement.
Yes, so I'd like to invite any new singers to choir. We're starting this Thursday at church with a potluck and practice. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 this Thursday. And then we'll begin singing next Sunday. We practice every Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9:00. Love to have you join us if you're interested.
Great. Everyone except Rob is invited. This is the first Sunday of an odd month, which might sound strange, but in our church that means our service is out of the liturgy in the green hymnal. So you'll want to keep that handy. It will be projected as well for you up ahead. And at this time, I invite you to join our hearts in fellowship with our opening blessing.